If you ask me, why do I stand here so unafraid of everything around me? Proudly I would say, I am a Muslim. If you ask her, why does she dress that way, all covered up in a world that gives it all away? Proudly she would say, I am a Muslim.
Islamic laws.
If you ask him, why does he still pray 5 times a day when so many others have strayed? Smiling, he would say, I am a Muslim. Din al-Islam, din al-Islam, din al-Islam,
din al-Islam, din al-Islam, din al-Islam, din al-Islam, din al-Islam, din al-Islam, din al-Islam. Welcome to the program Islamic Laws on RIB English Radio with me, Muhammad Javad, hosting this program. And sitting in the studio along with me, Sheikh Javid, well, the dear guest speaker in this program, Islamic Laws. Welcome to the program, Sheikh Javid.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me.
The pleasure is ours. Stay tuned. We'll be back. We are going to be talking about the prayer rules according to the laws issued by Ayatollah Khamenei. But before that, let's take a listen to a short biography.
A little bit of background about Ayatollah Khamenei. He was born in 1939. When he began his Hawza studies, it took him 5.5 years to finish the Muqaddamat in the Sutuh. The standard time for studying the Muqaddamat in the Sutuh for an Iranian student that is not raised with the Arabic language is about 10 years. At the age of 18, he starts attending Bahthul Kharij. Bahthul Kharij, he starts it in Mashhad under Sayyid Hadi Milani. For 7 years straight, he was in Qom studying under Ayatollah Burujerdi, Imam Khomeini, the son of Ayatollah Ha'ari, who set up the Hawza in Qom, Sheikh Murtaza Ha'ari, which was one of the top figures in Qom. Then he went back to Mashhad. For 4 years, he studied Kharij under Ayatollah Milani again. Speaking to some of those who knew Ayatollah Khamenei in Iran, when the issue of the ijtihad of Ayatollah Khamenei came up, they said, we testify that he was a mujtahid not now, but in 1337, that's in the Iranian calendar, 1337, that's the first year that he started his Bahthul Kharij. He was teaching also. He had classes, he was teaching makasas, some of the advanced classes in the Hawza, he was teaching that. 5 years before the actual movement started by Imam Khomeini, he was a mujtahid according to that testimony. And when the movement of Imam Khomeini began, he was part of it, he was politically active, but he also was involved with his studies, as we said. Up to 1347, he was actively participating in Bahthul Kharij of Ayatollah Milani in Mashhad. And after he became the supreme leader, a little while after that, because he was requested a lot to start Bahthul Kharij, he started Bahthul Kharij and he's teaching. One can very clearly testify that this man is no doubt one of the most just and adil scholars that would not, for any reason, for his children, for his family, for his personal benefit, for any party's benefit, for anything other than Allah, change his view and make a decision to go against what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said because of something like that.
SubhanAllah.
Sheikh Javed, we are talking about the rules of prayer according to Ayatollah Khamenei. What is the Islamic law or his fatwa about praying, you know, on a place which is not pure?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. If a person wishes to pray at a place which is najis, of course, the place should not be wet. It is very important that the place where a person stands should not be wet. And if it is a little bit damp and the moisture does not transfer to his feet, there's no problem. It's not problematic. But if it is wet and the wetness does transfer to his feet, then it's not permissible to stand on that place with najasa or with impurity, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, we should differentiate between, you see, essential impurity and the impurity of a place which has been made impure because of an accident or because of something else that has made it najis. Otherwise,
yes,
it's not essentially impure, okay?
So what are the Islamic laws about each?
Of course, the essential impurity, you can see the essential impurity, you cannot stand on it,
mm-hmm,
because you can see with your own naked eyes the essential impurity is there, and it is visible there, so you cannot stand on that,
mm-hmm,
and start praying. Okay, if you know that the ground is impure because of because it has reached in contacted najasa or impurity,
mm-hmm,
then if it is dry, there is no problem. But the thing is that the place where you do your sajda or you prostrate yourself, it should be pure. Okay,
yes,
whether dry or wet, it should be pure, and there is no, you know, exception or anything, you know, that the place of sajda should always be ritually pure and tahir.
I see.
Yes.
Okay. Well, this is being one of the conditions again, and I'd like to ask you about, you know, not a smooth place where you can offer your prayers. Sometimes you go to the villages or mountain area or mountainous areas, and it's really hard to find a flat piece of land, in fact, where you can offer your prayer on,
yeah,
right? So what is the Islamic law about on smooth places, first of all? And what about the slopes? If you're a mountain climber, probably you would face such a situation a lot.
You're right. That's a very good question, because I have seen many people who do not care about it. You know, they offer their prayers even though the place where they do their sajda is not flat, and while the religious authorities, including Supreme Leader Grand Ayatollah Khamenei, have said that the place where a person places his forehead while doing sajda should not be higher or lower than a span of four fingers, you know, the
mm-hmm
span of four fingers, joint spanning, you know.
What do you mean? Like the place where you put the prostration on,
yeah,
and your feet on.
Yeah, the place where you put your knees and your toes and your forehead should not be higher or lower than
mm-hmm
the span of four joint fingers.
Yes.
Fingers.
That about is 10 to 15 degrees probably.
I'm not sure, because in
yes
terms of degrees, you
yes
know, we are not talking about deviation, you know.
We are talking about like the steep places, you know.
Yes. So compared to the place where you put your thighs or your toes or your feet, okay. Of course, the place where you place your the turba on which you place your forehead should not be higher or lower than four joint fingers. And this is, you know, the opinion of all religious authorities, because they are all agreeable when it comes to the surface or to the ground on which you perform your prayers
mm-hmm
is concerned.
All right. Okay, thank you very much. Let's take a short break and we'll be back. Stay with us.
La ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar.
The followers of Ayatollah Khamenei can refer to leader.ir/en. In the section Religious Affairs, you can ask your question and receive the answer. In the library section, some of Ayatollah Khamenei's works of jurisprudence are available, including Practical Laws of Islam, Frequently Asked Questions, Comparative Fatwa, and Newly Asked Questions.
Back to the program Islamic Laws on IRIB English Radio with me, Muhammad Jawad, hosting this program, and Sheikh Javid, our guest speaker. The topic that we are dealing with today is prayer according to, or the rules about prayer according to Ayatollah Khamenei. Just before the break, I asked you about the slopes or the surfaces of the ground not as smooth, and you said that the difference should not be higher than 4 fingers. The other question that I would like to ask you, just by squeezing in this quick question, is that as I explained, that is the situation where you can face a lot if you're a mountain climber, for example. If you go hiking or climbing in the mountains, in the mountainous ridges, for example, or the villages, whatever, or the forest, sometimes it's hard to find flat pieces of land, right?
You're right.
And sometimes if you're like going skiing, for example, you have to pray on the snow. Is it permissible, first of all, to offer your prayer on the snow, or you have to just dig it to reach the ground?
No, of course it is permissible. There's no objection to you praying on snow. Mm-hmm. You know, snow is clean.
Yes.
And of course, as long as you are standing motionless, as long as the snow is not very soft to
shake or move.
To destroy your steadiness,
mm-hmm.
there's no problem.
And
praying on snow.
Okay. Sheikh Javid, how much should the distance be between a man and a woman praying at the same time in a room?
The religious authorities have expressed different opinions in regards to the distance which must be maintained or observed between a man and a woman while praying in the same room.
Mm-hmm.
When it comes to Ayatollah Khamenei, of course, he has said clearly that, the man should stand behind a woman, and the woman should stand behind a man, and this is the opinion of all religious authorities. But when it comes to the distance that should be observed, of course Ayatollah Khamenei says that if there is a distance of one span,
mm-hmm.
one span between man and woman, whether that woman is non-mahram or mahram, it does not make any difference. The prayer is still valid.
Mm-hmm.
So we do say, obviously see his followers and his muqallideen praying in mosques with women in front of men and men in front of women, but they do observe the one span distance.
Mm-hmm.
And this is not the opinion of religious authorities like Ayatollah Sistani. He is of the view that there should be a distance of 7, zira. I don't know, zira is equal to half a meter at least, Each zira is more than a foot and less than half a meter. It is, zira actually is the forearm. It begins from the tip of the fingers,
uh-huh.
to the joint, to the elbows. This is called zira, okay?
But it differs from person to person.
Yeah, it differs from person to person. But it's a kind of measurement. It used to be a measurement.
Uh-huh.
And
like a span that people use a lot the public.
Some people have big spans and some have small spans, But it is just like you can say, yard, and yard is also even bigger longer than a zira. Of course, it could be half a meter or half a yard, okay?
Mm-hmm. Or 14 centimeters.
But anyhow, Ayatollah Sistani is of the view that the distance should be at least 7, 7 zira or 7 half meters.
That would be without roughly 3.5.
Yeah, if this distance is not observed,
meters, yeah.
then the prayer of the person who stands second, For example, a woman is already busy offering prayer, and you go and stand behind her, your prayer will be affected. Even if that woman is your mother or your sister, okay, you should observe that distance. But according to Ayatollah Khomeini, a distance of half of one span is sufficient, and your prayer will not be affected.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you very much, Sheikh Javid. Thank you for your contribution, and thank you, dear listeners, for listening to the program Islamic Laws on IRIB English Radio. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
رحمن رحيم منان كريم سلام عليم لا إله إلا هو غفار جميل وهاب لطيف تواب سميع بصير لا إله إلا هو وحيد قدير محيي مميت الأبطال.